Hello and welcome. This week, Prime Minister Narendra Modi broke his silence of over a year and said that the killing of people by cow vigilantes is unacceptable, that no person in this country had the right to take the law into his or her own hands. The Prime Minister said this a day after the Aam Aadmi across the country protested against mob attacks in a campaign called Not In My Name. The Prime Minister was speaking at the Sabarmati Ashram in Gujarat, his home state, which is going to the polls soon. Hours after the Prime Minister's remarks, though, a man was killed in Jharkhand for allegedly carrying beef in his van, which was set on fire. Today on We the People, we're asking, is India hurtling towards a mobocracy under Prime Minister Modi's watch? Who is going to control the mob? On the show tonight, Vikramjeet Banerjee from the BJP, from the RSS, we have Rakesh Sinha, we have Zafar Sareshwala, Gujarat-based businessman and the Chancellor of the Maulana Azad National Urdu University, Hyderabad, Mr. Sanjay Hegde, he's a member of the National Campaign Against Mob Lynching, Karunanandi, lawyer and human rights activist, and Vikram Singh,
just lawyer, Karunanandi,
and Vikram Singh, who's a former DGP of UP. Let's go across to you, Vikramjeet, first. The Prime Minister's statements were notable, in part because he speaks so rarely on such an issue. Yet after this statement, just a few hours after, another Indian lost his life at the hands of a frenzied mob fueled by disinformation and allegations. Is it too little too late?
No, I think the Prime Minister made, you know, all of us know that the it's the state which has the duty of law and order under the Constitution. And so the Prime Minister made a statement and the Prime Minister told the people what he actually felt on the issue. The entire question of how to control the mob is a peculiar, is a law and order issue, and the state has dealt with it wherever that has arisen. So whichever state, it's
but most of these cases are in BJP ruled states. Most of the country is BJP ruled now.
I don't think that's fair. These are local incidents, and these happen because of local circumstances.
No, but if your argument is that this is a law and order situation, the law and order comes under the state government.
So wherever, and this is actually a law and order issue. So whichever state. And I'm not saying that it's only a BJP-ruled state. There may be non-BJP-ruled states as well. Because if you remember a few days back, I remember that a certain incident happened also in West Bengal.
Correct.
So, which is completely anti-BJP state. So these things happen. And it's not that it doesn't happen, it happens. So it depends upon the state. And it's a law and issue which the state
Sanjay
should
Hegde,
handle.
These things happen. This is a law and order problem. It's got nothing to do with the BJP.
Well, you know, he reminded me almost of Narasimha Rao, who said, you know, it's not that I don't do nothing, but I think about it and decide that nothing can be done. This kind of sitting on your hands, saying that, you know, these things happen, they should not happen. It's a question of will, administrative will. Let me just get out of this BJP Congress thing. I was told, first time chief minister, a cinema star, N.T. Rama Rao. When he came to power, you see, Hyderabad was always communally sensitive. Somebody who was in that room told me that the police chief came to call on him. He looked at him and said one thing. Look, I don't want riots. They don't benefit me. They don't benefit anyone. Now, if that message goes, that lynchings don't benefit me, do not benefit anyone, a lot of things will be sorted out.
So it's about the message. Rakesh, it's a question of will, says Sanjay. Yes, we agree the Prime Minister has no control over a mob in Jharkhand or Rajasthan, but does he have control over his own ministers? You had the Home Minister of Rajasthan, who is the person in charge of law and order, right? The police reports to him, who initially came up with a statement that made it very clear where he stands on this issue. I'm talking about the Pelukan lynching, right? Is the police getting a message from the BJP? The chief minister didn't speak for at least a month. You had a BJP MLA also who said that he condones what happened with Pelukan because he was a cow smuggler, he said, even though he's not. He's a dairy farmer.
Before coming to that, lynching of anyone, any part of the globe, for any reason, is unjustified. Not merely condemned, but those who are involved, they are the criminals. They should be treated by the state in a brutal manner.
But it keeps happening again.
It keeps happening. I'm not going to these regions, only these regions that cow slaughter and other things. You know, you have to go some fundamentals of the Indian society. That we are still a feudal society, highly ritualistic society, which leads to certain violence. I am giving examples. 26 witches, so-called witches, have been lynched in Jharkhand. Same number of witches lynched in Orissa. They were also human beings. 5 people were lynched in Nadia. I am not calling that a Hindu and Muslim. Because when we re-emphasize the number of people of each community and that community, then there is a more chance of polarization. So first task of what politicians are doing of any party, that should
then
be condemned.
Why do you say you want a Hindu Rashtra, sir? Why not just call it India?
If you want to have discussion on Hindu Rashtra, I'm responding to the Hindu Rashtra. Because I say Hindu Rashtra is an adjective, not an objective. This is a difference between, we are a civilizational state. We are not like America and Europe. We have a long civilization of 10,000 years old. When a civilization is being depicted as a Hindu Rashtra, that is a cultural nation, not the theocratic nation. First understand
so
our
meaning.
So how
is a Hindu Rashtra separate from the citizenship that we have?
Very good question. In theocratic state, there is a discrimination between one religion to other religion. India does not have any tradition of discriminating between
religions.
But
more specifically, how is your Hindu Rashtra distinct from the India and the constitution and what you have been calling the idea of India
that we have now?
I've already asked that question.
She has raised
a very right to life.
She has raised a very pertinent question. I am not escaping from the question. I welcome this question. When I say it is an adjective, there is nothing different from the present India. That the cultural symbols, cultural legacies, intellectual legacy should be given prominence. That is our character of the India.
Do you believe in secularism, which is currently in the constitution?
Present secularism is a pseudo secularism where minority appeasement is the fundamental of the secular values.
That's why Hindu Rashtra is no different from the India we have now.
We can debate this till the cows come home, pardon the pun, in studios, in air conditioned studios. Let's go across to somebody who's actually affected by the issue that you're talking about. Let's go across to Mohammed.
No, I have not answered because she has interrupted.
But sir, you got into your own argument and we need to stay on track.
Give me 30 seconds, I'm completing. When you are giving ideological and political color to crime, then crime remains unaddressed and there are elements who are going to London and Lahore, not for the concern for the human rights. They are going to London and Lahore to create an equivalence between Pakistan and India. India is an orderless state like Pakistan. So I condemn those people who are going London and Lahore for the law and order issue of India. It is our issue. We will fight out. Please don't interrupt. They are highly political persons. Mr. Sinha, we're moving on.
All right, you responded. Karuna, one second. Mr. Sinha says
Let us talk of crime in that case.
Ideological color has been given to crime. Let's talk to somebody who's actually been affected by this. This is Mohammed Azruddin. He is Junaid's cousin. First of all, Azruddin, we're extremely sorry for your loss. There's nothing that one can say or do that could take away the pain or bring any peace of mind. But you were at this protest that took place in the capital, not in my name. When you saw the crowds that came out in support of you and other families who've lost their loved ones in these lynchings, did that bring any kind of solace?
My first question is that if this way, सिर्फ एक रिलीजियस आइडेंटिटी एक सीट इशू नहीं था. राकेश सिन्हा साहब इसको सीट इशू बताएंगे साहब. संबित पात्रा साहब उसी दिन से चिल्ला रहे हैं कि सीट इशू है और हम उसी दिन से कह रहे हैं कि जब एक बुजुर्ग ने उससे सीट मांगी जुनेद से तो उसने सीट उसको दे दी. जब उन लोगों ने धक्का दिया भीड़ ने उसके, वो जुनेद जिसकी डेथ हो चुकी है वो उसके ट्रेन के फ्लोर पर गिरा. उसके बाद उसके भाइयों ने हाशिम, वो भी मेरे साथ यहाँ आए, हाशिम उसने मुझसे ये उसने उनका कहा भाई आप इस तरह धक्के क्यों दे रहे हैं. तो वहाँ उनमें से एक बंदे ने कहा कि आप पाकिस्तानी हैं. सर आप ये बताइए क्या आप किसी को पाकिस्तानी कह देंगे? उसने उससे यह कहा आप देशद्रोही हैं. उसने उनसे यह कहा है, बल्कि उससे पहले उसने टोपी उतारी और नीचे इस तरह पैर के नीचे. सर आइडेंटिटी कहाँ जाएगी? आइडेंटिटी को देखे तो अटैक किया जा रहे हैं. और उसके बाद फिर उन्होंने ये कहा कि आप पाकिस्तानी, आप गाय का गोश्त खाते हैं, ये गाय का गोश्त खा के आए हैं. 15 साल का बच्चा है, सुबह 4:47 से शाम में 7:22 तक रोजा रखा है, आप कह रहे हो गोश्त खा के आए हैं, हम पानी तक नहीं पीते, आप खाने की कैसे सोच सकते हैं इस चीज में? आइडेंटिटी का मतलब आइडेंटिटी इनको पसंद नहीं है, कोई अपने मजहब पे सर चढ़ कर रहे, अपने मजहब पे खूब कॉन्स्टिट्यूशन जिस तरह राइट टू फ्रीडम दे रखी है, राइट टू जो रिलीजन दे रखी है, रिलीजन को प्रैक्टिस करने की, प्रोपेगेट करने की, उसको जो हमें जो फ्रीडम दे रखी है कॉन्स्टिट्यूशन, ये नहीं चाहते कि मुसलमान इस देश के अंदर इस तरह
नहीं चाहता
यही
तो एक चीज है मैम, वहाँ आई विटनेस जिस हाशिम को पर हमला किया गया वो तो जिंदा है ना, उसने तो उस चीज को झेला है ना, उसके दो चाकू लगे ना, वो भी तो आई विटनेस है। हम कह सकते हैं कि देखने वाले आई विटनेस जो और जिनके ऊपर नहीं बीती वो सामने नहीं आ रहे किसी डर की वजह से, बहुत से लोग डर की वजह से नहीं आते, लेकिन जिसके चाकू मारे गए वो जो कभी जिंदा हैं, दो भाई जिंदा हैं, वो भी मेन आई विटनेस है हमारे पास।
एंड हाउ इज दिस चेंज्ड, आपकी जिंदगी कैसे चेंज हुई, हैज इट अफेक्टेड द वे यू चूज टू ड्रेस, द वे यू बिहेव?
मैं ओपनली एक चीज कहना चाहता हूँ, कॉन्स्टिट्यूशन पर हमारा भरोसा है, हमें उसमें आजादी दे रखी है मजहब जिस तरीके चलेंगे, ये दो चार सरफिरे लोग ना इस हमें देश मजहब पर चलने से नहीं रोक सकते, हमें पूरी आजादी दे रखी है, ये सरफिरे लोग नहीं रोक सकते मजहब पर चलने से।
All right, let's go across to Mr. Zafar Sureshwala. He's joining us now from Bombay. Mr. Sureshwala, you were one of the most prominent faces of Prime Minister Modi's campaign in 2014. Is this the new India where whether you get a seat on a train or a bus is decided not by the fact of whether you have bought a ticket or whether you came there first, but on your religion?
In fact, coming to the moot point on which you started, the Prime Minister's speech, which he made in Ahmedabad, I mean, I can't imagine such stern, very clear-cut, unequivocal message. Now, this message of the Prime Minister is to his own people, particularly those state governments and his people who have been coming on the television channels and not behaving like BJP spokesperson, but in time wrap of Hindu Mahasabha. So, Prime Minister's message was very clear to his people. Now, I have this axiom right from the beginning. These kinds of things will continue happening till the perpetrators of the crime are not brought to book and exemplary punishments not given. Now, after that, the Prime Minister's stern message, because I've been observing, I've been after, particularly in this Ballabhgarh case, I have been after the Haryana government. I have also been speaking to the people in Jharkhand. And also, I spoke to the people in Madhya Pradesh. So I have been after them. And my only concern is, I don't want a tweet from you. I don't even want that you go to their homes. We don't want anything. We don't want any lip service from you all. We want that the perpetrators of the crime should be brought to justice. And the Haryana chief minister has assured that the perpetrator, we have arrested 15 people. We have zeroed, two main accused have been inside. One accused we have zeroed, and we are going to make it a watertight case and we'll set an example. They've also said that we have given 10 lakhs of rupees, nothing, that 10 lakhs will not solve anything. But this is just a gesture, and they also said we are going to offer a job to one of the person from the family. Now, I only want that the rule of law should prevail. And one more thing, such incidents also happened in Gujarat. Two incidents which I know of, one gentleman, Ayub, was killed. Seven people have been in jail. The lower court had rejected their bail. High court has rejected their bail. One person who's arrested is a functionary of VHP. In Una, Dalits were skinned and something happened in Gujarat. Even those people are in jail. So unless and until law does not take course, and it is the duty of the state government, and I think the Prime Minister's stern message is to his own people, and I think it is working now.
Mr. Singh, the BJP is placing the blame at the doors of the police. They're saying this is a law and order problem. Can a lynching like this take place without the complicity of the police?
Just 90 seconds, please. A police station is designed to work on autopilot mode and not with the tutelage of administrative superiors. It is highly unnatural for somebody as senior as the Prime Minister to give directions. The first directive came on 5th of August last year, and now from Gujarat. It is highly unnatural. If you were to tell me, Mr. Singh, sit here, Mr. Singh, please get up, I think something horribly wrong with me. A police station is designed to work on autopilot mode and should come down like a ton of bricks on anyone who perpetrates such atrocities.
So why isn't it coming down? The police are using, in most cases, they're helpless.
The police officers and their leadership will come, have to come out of their institutional DNA and have to be the champions of truth and justice. Today, I don't have to look right, left and center to do what I'm supposed to do for what I'm paid to do. And those who look upwards to have an order of convenience are unworthy of the uniform.
Perhaps unworthy, but let me ask you the question I asked Mr. Sinha and he didn't answer. Are there signals coming down then, do you think, to the police from the top leadership of the BJP?
You are so simple. There are no written orders. There are no verbal orders.
Signals.
I have to see the straws in the wind. I say to this child, son. We are very upset. Allah Ta'ala Junaid's soul to Jannat Ata Farmaye. Aapko sabr jameel de. Lekin that damage cannot be undone now for the horrible lapse that the police has committed. I am not here to see signals. I am here to obey the rule of law and not say, "Ay ghame dil mat ro yahan, aansu bahana hai mana kya karun, tere zang pe marham lagana hai mana." I am not so helpless. The police department is one of the most vibrant departments in the country. If they choose to, they can bring those perpetrators to justice in 24 hours.
Quick response.
जो जफर सुरेश वाला ने जो एक बात कही है कि एक क्लियर कट मैसेज, हमें क्लियर कट मैसेज नहीं चाहिए, हमें एक इंटेंशन क्लियर चाहिए आपकी, हमें आपका एक्शन क्लियर चाहिए। एक्शन लीजिए आप। प्राइम मिनिस्टर साहब इस वक्त देश के सबसे पावरफुल इंसान हैं। अगर वो इन सिरफिरों को रोकना चाहें ना, वो 10 मिनट का दिन को घुमा सकते हैं, लेकिन नहीं। इंटेंशन अब से पहले भी उन्होंने एक बयान दिया था, उस बयान के बाद इतनी इंटेंसिटी इंसिडेंट की बढ़ी है बहुत ज़्यादा, और जिसकी वजह से हमने अपने भाई को भी खोया है।
बरखुरदार, ये चीज़ ये न कसीदों से चलती है, ये और न चलती है दो से, ये है इंतज़ामिया पुलिस, ये चलती है लोहे से। हमें किसी की इमला नहीं चाहिए कि आप ये कीजिए या कीजिए, ये बिल्कुल साफ है हमें क्या करना क्या नहीं करना है। और उसमें भी अगर किसी को तरद्दुद है तो मैं समझता हूँ कि वो वर्दी पहनने का हकदार नहीं है।
Did you want to read out something? आप बताइए क्या है।
मैं यूनुस अलवी जर्नलिस्ट, मेवात से जर्नलिस्ट हैं, और उन्होंने ये फेसबुक पे शेयर किया था तो मुझे काफ़ी अच्छी लगी थी। इसमें एक दर्द बयां किया गया था उस मासूम बच्चे का। माँ, मैं अपने असली घरियानी जन्नत पहुँच गया हूँ। तुम नए कपड़ों में देखना चाहती थी ना, तो देखो बिल्कुल नए कपड़ों में मलबूस हूँ। तुमने कपड़े खरीदने के लिए भेजा था ना, मगर किस्मत जन्नत ले आई और मैं यहाँ बहुत अच्छे अच्छे जोड़े खरीद रहा हूँ। माँ, मैं यहाँ बहुत खुश हूँ। यहाँ भीड़ का डर नहीं रहता ना, यहाँ भेदभाव है। यहाँ जन्नत के बागों में टहल रहा हूँ, मेवे खा रहा हूँ। और हाँ, ये तो मैं भूल ही गया था, शोहदा के साथ ईद की खुशियाँ मना रहा हूँ। मेरे साथ मोहसिन शेख से लेकर मिनहाज अंसारी तक सब दायमी ऐश की ज़िंदगी गुजार रहे हैं। मगर माँ, मुझे तुम्हारी बहुत याद आ रही है, ज़ख्मी भाई भी याद आ रहे हैं। भीड़ ने हमें मारने के लिए चाकू से ज़ख्मी किया था, मगर देखो ना माँ, सब कुछ उल्टा सा हो गया। मैं तो हमेशा के लिए ज़िंदा हो गया। माँ, अगर अफसोस है तो इस बात का कि आज तुमने कपड़े नहीं पहनोगी, ईद की सवैयाँ नहीं खाओगी, आज पहली ईदों की तरह चेहरे पर खुशियाँ भी नहीं होंगी। आज तुम औरतों को देखकर बहुत मगमूम भी होंगी, क्योंकि मैं जो नज़रों से गायब हूँ, आज तुम्हारे हाथ की सवैयाँ कौन खाएगा? आज नए कपड़े पहनकर कौन तुम्हारे सामने आकर दिल खुश गाएगा? आज घर में शरारत कौन करेगा?
Thank you. That can't have been easy, so we thank you for that. Karuna, these protests that were taking place across the country, is there more to the timing, to the fact that the Prime Minister spoke a day after that? Do you think he heard the voice of the people?
Listen, there's no doubt in my mind that the fact that the Prime Minister communicates such things, he's very good at communication, and it's all about communication. After the Una protests, that is when the Prime Minister spoke. After these protests, this is when the Prime Minister speaks, you know. And I think whenever the BJP speaks about these issues, there is this constant double-sidedness. On the one hand, you say that everyone is a citizen. When somebody is targeted on the basis of religion, it is said that, let us not speak of religion, everyone is a citizen. And then you say that, oh no, but this is a Hindu Rashtra. What does that mean? Does that mean that when somebody, a citizen is killed, when Akhlaq is killed because there was meat in his fridge, that analysis should be done on what the meat is? Does it mean that a union cabinet minister must visit the accused rather than bringing the accused to justice? What is this rule of law that is spoken of? If I may just very quickly finish.
Quickly, please.
If you speak of Sangeet Som, when you say that the Prime Minister does not have control over what happens. Why do you then say that people in Rajasthan, people in Madhya Pradesh must vote for Mr. Modi? Are they voting for Mr. Modi? Who are they voting for then? And while I take Mr. Singh's point that the police should be separate, let us be 100% clear that the reason we have the Prakash Singh case in the Supreme Court is that the police is controlled by state governments.
Bikramjit, Karuna is saying here, if you're going to cast your vote in the name of the Prime Minister in a state election, how can you then say he is not responsible?
My objection is exactly what Karuna is doing.
Law and order problem.
I think that's the entire intention. That's my objection. On one side, Mr. Sarishwala said, and this is, I completely agree with it, that the whole thing and the whole intention is to ensure that the guilty are prosecuted and all tough action and measures should be taken against the guilty. It's about bringing justice to the person concerned. Should be fully with it. But the entire politicization of it and the deliberate politicization of it, linking it to a broader politics of the country, is what we are against. I think, in fact, what Karuna and people like her are doing are poisoning the well. They are poisoning the well and making it a wedge for further polarization. It serves their purpose. Good luck to them. It serves their politics. Good luck to them. But I don't think this is a matter.
Let us make the human the national animal. When you make the cow the national animal, you know, when you say that in the name of cow protection, right? You give cows a higher place. You made the cow a totem.
Where is this?
I
think that's unfair.
Protecting the cow.
You don't want me to get dragged into this.
If I may just very quickly finish, and then
I think that's really unfair.
I'll just
make
one last. No, let him finish. Very brief. Just going to go down to a big argument with everyone.
No, it's this. I'll just repeat what the Prime Minister said. He said that people should not take the law into their own hands. I want to ask, what is the law that was being enforced when a dairy farmer was murdered? What is the law that was being enforced when the person had food in their fridge? What is the law that was being enforced by anyone? Are murderers enforcing the law? I want to ask if the Prime Minister, even when he finally spoke under pressure of the protest.
Karuna, he needs to finish. You've
I think,
please answer.
You know, if somebody is guilty and has taken law into their own hands, if somebody has done something which is wrong and taking away of a life is not justified, person should be prosecuted. Anyone involved in it should be prosecuted. But if you're going to conflate it, and my only request is this, if you're going to conflate it with identity issues, it is going to further poison the well. Well and good, you intend to do it, that's a separate
Sanjay,
issue.
You've been working on a campaign that says that we need to have an anti-lynching law, but we have laws even in case and nobody is held accountable. You're saying somebody should be held responsible. The main accused, even in the Pelukan case and in the Junaid case, are absconding.
Well, that's again a issue for the police to catch them, individual perpetrators. But let me just explain about the law to you. Everybody says, look, we have this ordinary, we have the law of murder. We have the law of culpable homicide. We have common intention. But a lynching is something more. In a murder, very often what happens is that there is a motive. Here, there is only one motive. The motive sometimes is identity. And I disagree with Vikramjit here when he says, don't conflate identity. Would a young kid who gave or did not give a seat, would he have been stabbed had he not been in that particular attire? We have a Prime Minister who said, topi nahi pehnunga, par uchhalne nahi dunga. We want that Prime Minister to enforce it.
Rakesh, you say we have to keep in mind India's history, India's background. You point out there are lynchings of witches that take place in various states. What about the fact that so many people showed up in various states to say that they are against this?
No, first of all, we should go for the solution. And I think that anti-lynching law is now required in this country because we are finding, day before yesterday, there were lynching of two Dalits in Rohtas district in Bihar. And I said that in Rampur, by a bullet from the mosque, a boy was killed. And nobody made the issue of Hindu and Muslim. Nobody said that Hindu was killed because the bullet came from the mosque. Look, there are a question of identity, and I agree with that boy that us sir fire hai. Or if you assume that I have come here to defend that those sir fira, tomorrow I can be lynched. You know, if anyway, directly or indirectly, I am or anybody is supporting or giving legitimacy to such violence,
He's doing crime not with the present, but the posterity. So let me complete. Don't assume that Hindutva movement and RSS are behind that. We have not thousands of people from generation to generation, not left home and hearth to kill some Junaid, to kill some Pahlu Khan. So you go to the fundamental that when there is a crime, you should treat that crime as a crime. If there are reasons for identity, police should consider that aspect. But in this country, nobody has objection for anyone who is wearing what, but you can't treat cow. If some millions of this simple is
so you agree
millions
about
of people, millions of people worship cow and they want cow Bharat Gai Mata, and you some people are trying to degrade cow.
No, but you so agree that they are, this is
they, are
about
the, cow. They are the enemy of the culture nationalism. They are creating poison. He's right, Mr. Banerjee. They are poisoning the well. They are the people who want polarization in the society.
I'm confused. First you say it's not about identity, but then you're saying it's about the cow. We have to respect the majority of Hindus who revere the cow. So is this about the cow or not?
No, it's not about the cow. I'm giving example.
I'm giving example.
When there was so-called Khalistan movement, many people committed crime in the name of Khalistan. They were not, neither the victim were victim and criminals. Both, sometimes people use the symbols just to justify their own crime. And this give whenever we discuss them on ideological plank, we give them legitimacy.
But you're saying you have to respect the majority's views.
It's not a question of majority and minority. It's a question of that if cow is also banned in Cuba, that is a communist state. Carrying a cocaine is less crime than carrying the beef. Cuba has banned the cow slaughter.
It's a lesser crime to be a convicted rapist than it is to be consuming beef.
I think don't compare both things. Any rape, any violence, any rape, any lynching, any murder, these things don't have any place in democracy. We should create a consensus in the society so that these things should not take place.
I'll just take a small point.
Mr. Vikram and then Sanjay.
Just one quick point. 2 + 2 is equal to how much, sir? 4. But if I would say I'll get a specialist from Germany, a doctor from Harvard, another from Stanford, 2 + 2 is equal to 3.99. It doesn't happen that way. The laws are very simple. I have to have the determination and the eyes of a butcher to get stamp them out. And faithful implementation of law and rules is more important than having new rules. Have we implemented NSA? No. Have we implemented Makoka? No. Have we implemented a UP Gangsters Act? No. If you are applying Band-Aid to cancer, ask yourself. You have the entire arsenal of rules, regulations, and law. But you choose to apply Band-Aid to cancer, ask yourself why.
Sanjay?
I just had to quickly thank Professor Sinha. Professor Sinha says that there is need for a lynching law. I hope he supports the draft that we bring out, because he's right. Lynching has many causes, but the basic cause is just this. That all of us, or whoever is in that mob, forget to realize that we are humans and that each of us is a minority of one. And a lynching is when the majority out there in the mob tells the minority that the law cannot protect you. We want a law that protects every individual minority, and that includes me. I'm a linguistic minority. Somebody else may be a minority in another way.
But what do you mean? Why do you say that? Because we're in our constitution, everybody, irrespective of your religion, your caste, or your gender, you are seen as equal in the eyes of the law. So you can be a woman, you can be a Dalit, you can be a rich person, a poor person. In the eyes of the law, you're equal. So what is this new law you're asking?
No. I am only making the point that each individual citizen is a minority of one. He may have a majority identity in various circumstances, but he'll also have minority identities. What happens in a lynching is that a temporary majority on the ground catches that person because he's in a minority.
I agree.
That is where we really have to have tough laws. To prevent mob attacks.
Rakesh, a lynching is a message that's being sent out to the minority community that you should do
it's
your place.
It's not a question of majority or minority. In Kerala, Sujit, 26-year-old boy, was killed before their parents, elderly parents, by CPM Kuns. There are 250 killings in Kerala of the RSS workers.
because that was CPM dominated state. RSS
there's
is
an equal
expanding.
Amount of CPM RS, people who also died.
RSS
that,
is,
that's a
RSS
but Junaid is not from a political party.
There's a terrible war in Kerala. Let me, let me,
let, let, let me,
okay,
let
sir.
Me,
let me, make your point quickly. We want to go across
I can't
audience.
Speak. Whenever okay. I speak, either you,
go ahead,
you interrupt
Rakesh,
or some other so-called anchor.
Let him speak, please.
Kindly don't become the anchor. You are a panelist. So I tell you that when Kerala, in Nadia, people are killed, there is no issue of Hindu and Muslim. Yes, there are issues, there are maladies in the society, there are ills in the society. But you are generalizing and creating scandalizing. Such intellectuals are creating scandals. They are not interested in the solutions. And you know, in Kashmir Valley, that Pandit was killed. Was it a cow? Was it the issue of nationalism? In front of the mosque, the people lynched him. He was killed.
A majority
nobody
of
has
the
issue.
Killings have been of poor Muslims.
So it is not, it's not
the
question of Hindu Muslims. It's not the question of Hindu Muslims.
On the side of the left, and these are political party workers. While Junaid is a 16-year-old young boy who had nothing to do with any political party.
Sujit was 26-year-old boy. So don't compare. Lynching is a lynching. Whosoever is doing, that's what he should be punished.
If you think we have nothing better to do, sir, then raise issues that are non-existent rather than much of this country getting frightened and upset about the structural domination that you all are trying to bring, then I think you are deeply, deeply mistaken. The point about justice, all this lip service, we are seeking implementation on the ground. Everyone agrees about rule of law and order. If you are not able to bring that rule of law and order, do not be in government.
Nobody is talking about Sujit. Nobody is taking with Sujit.
No,
Sujit is not a issue. Sujit is not a issue.
Ayub
is not an issue.
Whether there is
no issue. You are making ideological partisan on lynching. Don't make ideological
discrimination.
You are the reason. You are the reason.
No law and order.
You people are
farmers.
You people are
looking
for
a
polarization.
Don't do
polarization in society.
Farmers are being shot. Muslims are being shot, you are not able to bring peace.
Go ahead.
Something that I'd like to ask all the panelists over here, respected panelists, do you genuinely believe that this has nothing to do with political parties? With 61 of 63 lynchings taking place after the Modi government has come into power, do you genuinely believe that this is not a political issue? Do you think it does not have political colors associated with it?
Zafar Sureshwala, hold on. Kindly, yeah. If you are raising, I'm not justifying that what happened in 2012 and 10. Kindly go and see on Google how many lynching took place in 2010, 9, 11. So this is the reason when you connect
Rakesh,
with the
nobody
Modi
is saying
Hindutva, it is not the question of go to the fundamentals why in Indian society there is an incidence of lynching. We should address the fundamental reasons and we should cure the fundamental reasons rather than just blaming the one political party or other political party.
Rakesh, government. Nobody is refuting the government. Fact that there were lynchings and mob rule that took place before 2014. But the majority of them have been over the issue of the cow. Before 2014, if there was a lynching, you didn't have a senior leader. Hold on one
should
second.
I give
so
the
you
data?
Didn't, let me finish.
You
can give us
cows
data.
And
how
giving
many
data. No, no. You. This
my,
is
my
this
question
is actually wrong statement.
My question is this.
This is actually
my
wrong
question
statement.
Is this. When
how
before 2014,
killed in
did you see a minister go
you know
to the
Kashmir
home
is a part
of
India?
An alleged lyncher?
People are being killed in Kashmir.
Be
they are not
of
the part
of
the
funeral
India.
Where an Indian flag is raised, put on his body.
No,
and with whose support?
In Kashmir, I have given example of Nadia. I have given example of Malda. There are hundreds of the examples in the
lynchings have been continued. We're talking
not the
about the political response.
Political
what about the political response?
Government,
you have a minister who goes and there's
Indian
flag
Bikram
that's put on the body of an alleged lyncher.
No, I agree with Bikram Singh. Despite Nirbhaya law, you see, there are cases of rape. Because we have two things in my mind. One is police reform is essential. Second is social action is also necessary. Everything can't be resolved by through politics.
Rakesh says social action is also required, is also needed. You say that the PM has spoken in very strong words, but there's scarcely any word of condemnation from the BJP leadership. The Prime Minister tweets on forest fires in Portugal before he comments on the loss of lives in India.
See, I'll tell you, first coming to the point, I don't think we need any separate laws. If laws, as you know, the gentleman said, that if the police wants, nobody can stop them from doing. So we have enough laws to deal with it. Now, you know, I'm coming from Gujarat. For almost 20 years, whole of 80s, 90s, we had seen these kind of things even worse. And why this was happening, and now also why it's happening, because the people who are involved, they feel somehow by design or by perception that they have got some hidden support behind them. So that has to be broken. That was happening in Gujarat. And you know, after 2002, first time ever in a riot in the country, 88 Hindus were given life sentences. And 465 were given various imprisonment sentences. Once that happened, in 12 years, we don't have a single day of curfew in Gujarat, which every other day used to have that. So unless and until that comes from within and from the topmost, and I don't believe for 70 years there is a nexus between police and the politicians. So we don't need to make a show out of it. It is there. Our policemen work on the interests of their political masters. So I think this resolve which Prime Minister said has to be there time and again, and people in the government should be reminded time and again. And there is nothing to show. The policemen are hand in glove with the politicians and the criminals. So this nexus, politicians, police, and the criminals is always there. So unless and until it's not broken, we will see continuation of these things happening.
Enforce police reform,
so I think,
sir.
I welcome the Prime Minister's statement.
Without police reform, nothing can be done.
We require police reform.
This is a supporter, well-known supporter of the Prime Minister. Kind of he was one of the prominent faces supporting him. He's now saying that there is definitely a connection between the signals coming from the top and to why this is happening on the ground.
So Bohra Committee report has already given 90s.
Whoever is responsible, whichever way.
There was an editorial in one of the papers this week. Pratap Bhanu Mehta, I think he said that a big riot would be a damning headline, but this is actually a protracted riot in slow motion.
You know, we all know Pratap Bhanu Mehta's
he was your biggest supporter pre-2014
about the government. So let's not get into that.
Well,
I'm not going to take Pratap Bhanu. He's a commentator.
Answer the question. When they happen at regular intervals with increasing frequency post 2014, we all agree lynchings were happening before, but we cannot disagree that they're happening with increasing frequency post 2014.
Let me put it this way. I don't know the increase of frequency which is now being sort of insinuated by a section. But I'm saying it's increasingly getting politicized. It's increasingly getting politicized. And there is obviously an agenda for politicizing it. It's pretty apparent. Why does Manish Sisodia attend one of the protests in Delhi? You know, there's obviously an agenda. Of course, they are entitled to do their polarization agenda. Good for them.
Listen, I saw Sheila Dikshit attend a Nirbhaya protest. A politician has to get in touch with his people.
But I would say that people who were at the protest came out because they feel that a political class is disingenuous and the opposition is disinterested and completely irrelevant.
And
which
it
is
was
why
really,
I think
it was really
came
this,
out.
Not in my name, meant please don't politicize things, not in my name. No violence, not in my name.
All right, let's get audience reactions quickly.
Mr. Sinha, how do you see Tourism Minister Mr. Mahesh Sharma going to the funeral of the killer of Akhlaq? What is your opinion on that? Mr. Hegde, in the law that you are advocating as far as human security is concerned, do we have any policy on the social media and messages circulated on WhatsApp?
My question is Rakesh Sinha Ji, that the minority is not voting for you, या जो भी हिंदुस्तान में आपको वोट नहीं दे रहा है, क्या उनकी प्रोटेक्शन आप नहीं करेंगे? आरएसएस या बीजेपी, ये तो टाइम है उनका दिल जीतने का, उनको प्रोटेक्शन दीजिए, वो आप ही के हैं.
So you say that the government does not support all this and the government at the center has no right to do to speak in the matter of state. Why is it that the government let the killers of Akhlaq, the first lynching, be wrapped in the tricolor? Wasn't that the responsibility of the center to safeguard the dignity of the tricolor, not to wrap the body of a victim or of a convict of lynching in the tricolor?
Is that not
the representative of BJP went and called the killers of Pehlu Khan, compared them to Bhagat Singh? Isn't that the government's role?
If some people have compared, they should be condemned. They have done a wrong thing. Organization is not with them. They have been isolated. And I think there are certain people who behave like he rightly pointed out, like Hindu Mahasabha. Mohan Bhagwat ji categorically said that in this country,
how have they been isolated? I mean, I'm sorry to interrupt, but how can you
interrupt.
You cannot get away with.
You go ahead. You go ahead, go ahead. No, no, no. You can give a 55 minutes lecture.
Thank you. I'm a teacher.
I can give 55 minutes.
You cannot get away with saying that people have been isolated when they're in your cabinet.
You go ahead, go ahead. No, you are blaming, just like you are treating me a super minority here. So
why you said it's not about minorities? Now suddenly you're playing victim.
In NDTV, I become a minority.
That's exactly how a minority feels when the rest come after you.
Please do come. You know.
All right, I want to actually go across to somebody else who's been a victim of this.
I'm coming to that. You know, there is no discrimination on the mode of worship. There is no case of people are being killed in Malda. Nobody is raising the voice. Idols were destroyed. Nobody raised the voice. Nobody made the issue that Hindu and Muslim. We consider that some communal elements did that, but that should not be made a universal issue, in all India issue. If you want to make a local issue the universal issue, all India issue,
but
to
it
make
is,
a polarization,
it is becoming
that
an all
is
India
a political agenda. That is, Sarah, that is a political agenda of certain
like
people to create a minority
agenda,
psychology.
Sir?
There is
who's
no
agenda?
Majority and minority in this country. Everyone is a
agenda?
Citizen with equal right. There is no discrimination of economic, political, social, cultural, no discrimination. Constitution gives them right. They enjoy the right. There is
a
judicial justice system here. There is a police system. There is a common justice system, common police system. There is not common civil code. When we say that triple talaq should be abolished, then you say no, minority is in danger. When we talk about the gender empowerment, people are getting opposed.
Mr. Sinha, just answer the question.
Gender empowerment, no gender empowerment because they are minorities.
Mr. Sinha, you made an allegation here. You're saying it's somebody's agenda. Whose agenda is it?
Now, she is talking about the equality, but when we say that gender empowerment? No. Minority gender.
No, gender is a terrible thing, sir.
Sir,
for you, this is the worst thing.
Because it's clear you don't want to answer. You said there is an agenda behind this. Whose agenda?
Agenda of certain political forces who are against Narendra Modi and RSS BJP for the last 60 years they are making campaign. When Narendra Modi came into power in 2014, there was award Vapsi gang. What happened that time? Then nothing. Award. And all people got the wrong awards, so they have returned. I welcome that. They should return more awards. So this is not the reason. This is the anti-Modism, anti-RSSism, which has been working. And that has no base. Common people are not supporting. Common people understand. There is no disunity among the people. If there is any division, that is among intellectuals, not among the people.
All right, let's talk about the people. You're saying there's no disunity on the ground. Let's meet Vakil Ahmed. He lost his father. His father is Ghulam Mohammed. His father and Vakil happened to be living next to the home of somebody who eloped with a Hindu girl. And his father paid the price for that. Vakil ji, kya hua tha, bataiye.
Ek padosi mein hamara ek ladka tha. Padosi ek ladki ko lekar ke chala gaya tha wo. To wo 27 April ko usse leke gaya. 28 tarikh ko kuch aaye ladke Hindu yuva wahan ke. Aakar ke wo sare musalmanon ko galiyan dene lage. बोले मतलब गाली दे करके कि तुम्हारी इतनी हिम्मत हो गई कि आप हिंदू लड़की को लेके जाओगे और हम आपको मतलब यहाँ सब लोगों को काट डालेंगे, जल्दी उस लड़के को ढूंढ करके लाओ. तो हम लोग भी घर का घबरा गए क्योंकि वहाँ 5,000 की आबादी है हमारे गांव की और हम केवल 4 परिवार ही मुस्लिम हैं. तो हम लोग उनको ढूँढने के लिए गए और पुलिस की मदद भी ली हमने उनसे कहा आप हमसे पैसे ले लो और उन लड़के को जल्दी ढूंढवाओ क्योंकि लोग हमें मारने के लिए घूम रहे हैं. लेकिन पुलिस ने कहा नहीं कुछ नहीं होगा, ऐसे आप केवल घूमो, वैसे ही गालियां दे रहे हैं आपको, वैसे कुछ नहीं करेंगे. और वो 2 मई को आए लड़के, आ करके मेरे पापा बाग में थे, बाग रखा रहे थे, तो उनको वहीं बहुत ज़्यादा मारा पीटा उनको. उनका लीवर फट गया था, उनकी ये वाली हड्डी यहाँ से टूट करके दिल में गड़ गई और यहाँ चांद भी का उनकी फटी हुई थी. और उनको मार करके वो चले गए. फिर वहाँ से वो गाँव की तरफ गए तो गाँव में जो हमारी औरतें थीं उनको मतलब उनके हाथों को पकड़ पकड़ के उड़ा और उनसे बदतमीजी की कि बताओ आपके आदमी कहाँ हैं, एक को तो हम मारे आए और बाकी के हम सबको मारेंगे आज. और तुम जो बता नहीं रहे हो लड़की तुमने दुबका रखी है, जल्दी लड़की लड़का दे दो हमें.
उसके बाद क्या हुआ, मतलब ये आपकी माँ है?
हाँ. आज हम इतने घबराए हुए हैं कि हम यहाँ से बिल्कुल जा कैसे.
50-60 साल हो गए हमको रहते, हमारे बड़े बूढ़े भी रहते थे, जब से कोई बात नहीं हुई.
और आपके कोई भी पड़ोसी ने आकर नहीं बोला कि
किसी ने नहीं बोला? हम रो रो के पप्पा पप्पा का अपना दिन गुजार रहे हैं. दिन रात कट दिन कट जाता है तो रात नहीं कटती है. मैं अपने अपने बच्चों को मेरे बच्चों पे भी दांत दवा से कर रहे हैं गांव वाले. अब हम वहाँ बता 4 घर हैं, हम 2 घर हैं, कैसे कटेंगे हमारे, कैसे रहेंगे. इतने पैसे नहीं जो हम किसी शहर में जगह ले लेवे या गुजारा कर लेवे।
हमारे छोटे छोटे बच्चे
आपने कंप्लेन किया है क्या किसी पुलिस
एप्लीकेशन की
दिया? कौन से पुलिस स्टेशन में किया है नाम बताइए? कौन सा?
पहासू में।
और उन्होंने कोई एक्शन नहीं लिया?
नहीं, कोई एक्शन नहीं लिया उन्होंने।
तो उसको सस्पेंड करना चाहिए सरकार को
इमीडिएट। उसे आप करेंगे, ये करेंगे। हम थोड़ी करेंगे,
करवाइए,
सस्पेंड करना चाहिए। और मुझे लगता है सारा आपको सुजीत के पेरेंट्स को भी बुलाना चाहिए था।
सर, वी कैन डेफिनेटली डू अ होल डिबेट, वी कैन डेफिनेटली डू अ होल डिबेट ऑन द आरएसएस
राइट नाउ। रिक्वेस्ट एनडी टीवी टू कॉल सुजीत के पेरेंट्स।
योर रिक्वेस्ट हैज बीन नोटेड एंड वी कैन डेफिनेटली डू दैट। यू विल आल्सो बी इनवाइटेड।
यस,
बट वी आर टॉकिंग अबाउट रियल इंडिया टुडे। लेट्स आल्सो गो अक्रॉस टू समबडी एल्स हियर। दिस अर्चना।
यस सर।
अर्चना, यू are married to a Muslim and you've been married for how long?
13 years.
Congratulations for any marriage. That's quite a big deal. Take us through what goes through your mind when you hear of all of this, when you hear of Vahid's case, for example.
I start with a line that samrat ko na koi dosh gusai. Jo solid hai, jo mature hai, unko problem nahi hoti, lekin gareeb insaan ko is desh mein wo chahe kisi dharm ka hai use hamesha problem hoti hai.
But are you satisfied with what the Prime Minister said?
Actually, I am not into this kind of political debates and reading and all that, because I always thinking ki ye political debates hamesha apne hi power ko khinchne ke liye hi hoti hai. Jo main feel karti hu wo sirf love feel karti hu, warmth feel karti hu. और मुझे लगता है कि सोसाइटी बड़े आराम से चली जा सकती है अगर उसे पॉलिटिकल वॉर में ना खींचा जाए।
आपके मन लायक आंसर नहीं मिला लेकिन।
So she's agreeing with what Mr. Sinha is saying. We have another young couple here.
आपके मन लायक आंसर नहीं मिला उनसे। You were expecting something else कि I am being discriminated by
Mr. Sinha,
the Hindus.
You'd like to know that we have invited her. We also have another young couple who were grateful they've joined us because you're also a Hindu Muslim young couple who've been married for how long?
I'm a Hindu, he's a Muslim. I'm Kavita. We've been married for 8 years now. And honestly, we live in a totally different world. This is not something that we experience at all. Thank God, we are also mature enough that we are not influenced by any political nonsense. And
correct, very true.
It's been 8 years. And honestly, when I decided to get married to Rehman, a lot of people tried influencing me, said, Tumhara naam badal jayega, your religion will change, you know, you will wear burqa and everything. Nothing happened. You know, I mean, it's just marriage. We are husband and wife. We are not Hindu and Muslim at home. We don't wear identity badges at home. Our families have supported us throughout. It's going so well, yeah. I mean, what else you can ask me?
We are a non-hyper-nationalist. We respect each other. We value each other's. Let me tell you one positive story. Day before Eid, I was at my hometown. We were there at my hometown in Katihar, Bihar. A guy was about to get lynched. There were huge gathering around. Immediately, district magistrate, the DM, came to that that place. He came out. He took out his mobile phone. He started shooting. Within 5 minutes, the situation was under control. If you have a political or administrative will, you can control
it. Correct. Very true.
He did it. Within 5 minutes, the situation was under control.
What was the district magistrate's name?
I don't remember that.
I think this is a great, great note to end on. This is the modern India that we all want, that we all want to see. And I think we can all agree that being silent is no longer the answers, no longer a solution. We are completely out of time on We the People, where we believe if you believe in something, if it's important to you, you must speak up, but it's also important to listen. So until next time, see you and bye-bye.